I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The World Bank says the Israel-Hamas war could push Lebanon back into recession, fueling a wider demand for hostilities to end in Gaza. World leaders and global public opinion remain divided on how long the war should last, who's the victim, and who's the aggressor. Pierre Husney of Horizons International.
The perspective from outside is so different than the perspective from this region. There's so much polarization in the news and such an oversimplification of what's going on. We don't just view our region as Muslims versus Israelis. It's so much more diverse than what you see on the news.
Based in Beirut, Horizons helps struggling people in the name of Jesus, no matter what country they come from, what religion they follow. And if you feel aligned with a particular group, consider praying for the other side. Brandon Bauer, the founder of The Lighthouse, a biblical recovery center, takes a biblical approach to addiction.
We are created as worshiping beings. And we're created to worship God. And if we're not worshiping God, we're worshiping something else. The Bible calls that idolatry.
The Lighthouse guides people facing addiction to Scripture as a first response.
But truly, God says that He's given us everything we need to deal with life and godliness and training in Scripture. So if we take a biblical approach to Scripture, it's going back to God's Word and dealing with the sin that so easily besets us.
Evangelism is step one in the Lighthouse's addiction counseling program. You can join the Lighthouse as a prayer partner or financial partner. Additionally, the Lighthouse can be a nationwide help connecting people who face addiction with the best biblical resources in their location. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.